Don't judge a book by its cover and all that, but without knowing anything about it, if the book cover looks like shit, you're not going to read it.
When it comes to my relationships, I've always felt instant attraction.
So I am definitely in the attraction can grow kind of camp of this.
If I don't immediately feel that, like, butterflies in my tummy, oh my God, you're so hot, then what's the point?
And it goes so beyond physical at that point. You're literally like, cool. Panties drop.
Yeah.
Which is... Knickers frothy.
Like...
Don't!
Hi, I'm Dee Salmon, and I'm obsessed with water at the moment.
You know what? Good for you. Hydration queen. I actually thought you were going to say, I'm obsessed with putting my feet up on the couch.
No, I have been doing that a lot.
Because we've been getting a lot of hate in the comments.
Are we going to get you hate?
Sorry, I was just showing off my new shoes. Anyway.
Because I put my shoes on the couch last time, and now I've got socks on because I got people commenting.
Absolutely flamed.
Saying, how dare she put her shoes on that couch?
That's like, we were making great points, and then everyone was like, shoes on the sofa.
Hello?
Sorry, just one time. Look at them.
Okay, I do fine. Think if they're new, though, it's kind of allowed.
They are like brand new. Like, they're pretty much out of the box.
Absolutely, you're allowed then.
Thank you.
So, anyway, as I was saying, I just feel like for too long now, I have tried to have too many flavored waters. You know what I mean? Like, Hydrolite in the water. I'm having fizzy water. Mm-hmm. I'm having a lemon in a water. I'm having cucumber in a water. I'm having coconut water.
At least you're not like American, and no offense to our American listeners, but they will do anything but drink water. They're literally like, here's this sachet of thing that I'm going to put in the water that makes me want to drink the water. I'm like, just drink the water.
Just have some water. No, I'm trying to just go back to basics at the moment. So that's what's happening. And I'm just really appreciating the simple things in life.
Wow.
Like fresh air. Pure water.
So proud of you. You're so brave.
A filter.
You're so brave for just drinking straight water. Hi, I'm Pip Rasmussen, and I'm obsessed with Love is Blind. We are back, baby. I'm a little bit behind on this season. I think it's season 10. Cannot believe that this show has 10 seasons, but also can because it's addictive.
My favorite reality TV show of all time.
It's funny because you may have clicked on this and thought, maybe this is what the episode about, like in terms of the Love is Blind, you know, they are in these pods, they don't know who they're dating, and it takes physical and sexual attraction out of the equation. But I want to say, I actually feel like this episode was inspired by a friend of mine who's been kind of just gone through something with somebody who was very attracted to her, very into her, and she was like, do I give them a chance? I'm not really kind of feeling it. Like, I'm not really attracted to them. I'm not sure.
But he ticks all her boxes otherwise.
Yeah, like there was potential.
Yeah.
They were a really kind, really attentive. You could see that there could be potential. But without that physical attraction and the sexual attraction, I don't know. And I was kind of like, do you give people a chance at that point? Because I've heard stories of people where they've gone, oh, I didn't think any of my partner. I literally was just like, didn't even notice them in the room. And then now 10 years later, we're married and we have like three kids. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And they're like, I'm more in love with them every single day.
Exactly.
And that's kind of what we wanted to explore in this episode. Mm. So we wanted to look at how much does attraction actually matter?
Mm.
Can you fall for someone over time and grow attraction to them? And is this something that dating apps have played a huge part in as well? Like, have we all of a sudden become so obsessed with physical attraction and we're missing out on all the other things we should be attracted to?
Yeah. And also when you potentially give that person a chance, how do you draw the line of like, okay, it's really not working versus like, okay, just keep going at it and like whatever. This is going to be a big episode, so let's get into it.
As per usual, we put up a poll on our Instagram at Triple J The Hookup. I don't know if that's going to be there, but you know, make sure you follow us because like Pip and I have said multiple times, we only talk to you through the DMs. So like if you want to be a part of an episode or you have a hot take or a story or whatever, you've got to DM us on Instagram. So we put up this poll and we said, is attraction something that grows over time or should it be immediate? It's not polarizing. It's 51% of you said slow and steady and 49% of you said immediate.
I do love a very split
poll.
I love a split poll. I love it because I'm like, great, we've really hit something here because people could not decide. And I think I was really surprised by this.
If we wanted to split hairs, more people think that it's slow and steady. 1% more. No, 2% more.
2%. Where do you stand in this?
When it comes to my relationships, I've always felt instant attraction. It isn't something that has grown, but it has grown in the sense that, like, I have met people that I've instantly been attracted to, spoken to them, and then been like, oh my fucking God.
Totally.
No thanks.
Ew.
But I have felt attraction with all of my exes first.
Yep.
But then it also has grown.
Yeah. You're mainly kind of like immediate, but you're a little column A, a little column B.
I've never been in a relationship with someone where I've not found them attractive first.
I have. So I am definitely in the attraction can grow kind of camp of this. I've dated people where if you said, can I see a photo of them? I'd be like, no, do you really need to? Okay, you can, but I know your reaction. Like, I've dated people like that. And I think conventionally people might not necessarily like have paired us up or thought they were a level of attraction. But yeah, I've definitely had a relationship with someone where I didn't see it coming. And the more time we spent with each other and the more I got to know them, I suddenly was like, oh, actually, you're really hot. And then we started dating.
So if we were thinking about look, we're going to break down the different types of attraction. But if we were talking about looks for attraction, basically what you're saying is it's not that important to you.
No. Yeah, it's not that important. Yeah. I think I can basically fall in love with anyone. But I'm also sort of like, this episode might change my mind. You know what I mean? And it might change yours. So I don't know. Should we get into it though?
Yes. Let's hear what you had to say.
Yeah. Let's start off with people who said that they are definitely in the immediate camp, the 49%. A lot of people saying that their looks are really important to you in terms of attraction. M saying it's essential. Not saying they have to be a 10, but someone you genuinely think looks physically attractive. This is what Nicole had to say as well.
I think attraction is super important when it comes to dating, because if you don't have attraction to someone, then there's going to be no sexual relationship, which at the end of the day, that's just a couple of friends.
I feel like we've covered this on The Hookup a lot about friends that grow, you know, like can you start a relationship as friends first? And massively for so many people you can. But yeah, there were a lot of you that said that for you, physical attraction has got to be there immediately. Nathan saying attraction is at the core of a relationship, in my opinion. Georgia sent us this voice memo though.
If I don't immediately feel that like butterflies in my tummy, oh my God, you're so hot, then what's the point? I'm not going to date you. And I mean people who I see in person. Like, obviously sometimes, you know, like they have an unflattering photo on a dating app or whatever. But everyone who I've slept with, I, looking back, that first time I saw them in real life, I had that like heart in my throat, oh my God, so hot feeling.
That's you.
That's me.
You relate to that. Well, it's interesting because we had another voice memo from Marta who was like, trust me, I've tried. I tried dating without feeling a physical sexual attraction to someone. And this is what she learned about herself.
My only long-term relationship, I wasn't immediately attracted to my partner at the time. But, you know, he wasn't bad. He was good enough. And I felt like I ended up maybe settling a little bit. And there was definitely some sparks and chemistry that was missing because of that lack of attraction. Now I'm single and I'm on the dating apps, and it does feel quite shallow to just say no to people if you're not attracted to them. But I did go on a date with someone that I didn't find attractive, but I thought I'd give them a go. And that was not great. The whole time I was just not feeling it, and I wasn't sure if that would ever come. So yeah, I think I'm going to stick with immediate attraction, at least for now.
So it's not for lack of trying, really.
Well, this is the thing. I do love that people are trying.
Mm.
I think it's like some people will just really value instant attraction.
Mm.
But I do like the fact that you are aware of that and you're trying to be like, let's see if it can grow.
You know, sometimes you got to listen to your body, which is what William did not do one time. He said, I once hooked up with someone who I felt instant unattraction to. I was soft the entire time. I just couldn't get it up. I will say, I think what we're talking about in this episode is not unattraction. We're talking like base level neutral zero, where you're not like repulsed by the person, which sounds kind of like what Will may have been. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about like building from something where you were just like surprised, but you weren't like, ew, like I'm disgusted by this person.
We want to explore how attraction can grow and hear your experiences about it. So let's hear that. Nadia said, if the instant crush is missing, you can build closeness and attraction with vulnerability. Slim saying, one of my exes who I really loved was quote unquote not my type at all. I wasn't initially massively attracted to them, but I got to know them and became very attracted and thought they were super sexy. So this was another poll that we put up on our Instagram. We said, have you fallen in love with someone, like Pip said, that you felt zero, starting at baseline, you felt zero attraction to at the start?
Yeah, not like a minus, Will.
Zero attraction. 35% of you said yes. 65% of you said no. What do you think about that?
I think they're good numbers. I think I'm not surprised. I think like 35% is still like pretty big.
Yeah, 35% of you saying like you fell in love with someone that you felt zero, no attraction to at the start.
Actually, no, that's pretty, that makes sense. That's pretty big. That's pretty big numbers. Tashi said he was average looking, gave him a chance and ended up falling in love with due to his personality. Connor says, I think the attraction comes with knowing someone. You can be the most physically attractive person but have little other attractive qualities, then it's not going to progress for me.
That's exactly how I feel.
Great.
That's like,
yeah.
I could talk to so many people I find attractive. But if you straight away, like there's no emotional connection, there's no intelligent connection, there's no like spiritual connection, there's no other connection or attraction.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nothing is going
to
happen.
Well, let's hear from Beth and see what she had to say.
So I dated this guy I wasn't attracted to initially, but my friend said that he was a good guy. And after a few dates, I noticed that I really loved how he treated me and respected me. And yeah, when he asked me to be his girlfriend, I wasn't sure because I didn't know if I wanted a relationship and I wasn't really attracted to this guy. Like, he wasn't my type. And anyway, I just took the leap and 10 years later, happily in love and happy with my decision. I think it's kind of beautiful getting to know someone and then being attracted to them later. Like, it's like a complete package, really. Like, you start to notice the little things that makes you attracted to them. Like the saying goes, don't judge a book by its cover, I guess.
I love that so much. And I relate.
That's very you. I was like, that's so you.
I really, really relate. I think if someone sees me for who I am and like truly like gets to know me and understands me, I'm going to fall in love with you. Like, I am. And I've had it happen before where I've been around people and I've literally started to like gain feelings for them. And it surprised me. I was like, wait, what? Like, they're not my type, which actually makes me think that we should actually abolish the whole not my type. Because there's been so many people who've been like, they weren't my type, but then I suddenly fell in love with them and now we have three kids and da da da. Like, I feel like it's a fake thing.
Well, this is why Love is Blind is such an incredible show to watch, because that's the whole premise, right? It's you are falling in love with someone. And so this is why I time and time again keep watching it, because I just find it so fascinating how many people fall so quickly for people they never have seen.
It's a crazy concept.
But I think this really does show like how much people can like you experience, like really fall in love with someone who makes them feel seen.
Yeah.
And they feel attracted to them in so many other ways.
And also with Love is Blind, you know, when they meet and then they maybe there's just a moment where they're like, oh, they're not my type. But then they do a kiss and they try and see if there's that like chemistry and that physical attraction there. And so many people message us and they were like, the kiss is where it seals the deal.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you would be definitely
yeah
a big like, I'm going to figure you out through the kiss.
The kiss is definitely a, I think, deal maker or deal breaker. Because I am just such a believer, but there's so much like stuff that we aren't even aware of that creates attraction. When you're like kissing someone and like the pheromones are there, or there's like other like special spiritual things happening. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I'm totally.
Like, that, like, to me, you could go from being like, I don't find this person attractive, to then instantly being like, what is happening?
Oh, it only takes like one little hand movement, like if they go like behind your neck.
Oh, or even like a zzz.
And the smell of, like, if they have, like, a beard and it's, like, that beard smell and, like, that's like that smell around their mouth, it just smells like oh, pheromones, baby. And it goes so beyond physical at that point. You're literally, like, cool. Panties dropped.
Yeah. Which is...
Knickers frothy. Like... Like...
Die!
It's true, though. I agree with you. I agree. And, you know, like, so many people did say that. Like, Georgie was like, it's a deal breaker if I can't imagine making out with them. She's not even actually making out.
Just imagining it.
Then she's like, they're just a friend. But there were people who were like, I even had to test it even further to figure out if I was attracted to this person. So Oriana said, the guy I'm currently dating wasn't my type. And even after our first kissing sesh, I wasn't sure if I felt attracted.
Oh.
But we've kept dating. And after having sex for the first time with them, I definitely feel attraction. Been imagining them naked all week. So there it is. This is the hormone. It's like the transfer of vulnerability, yeah, of spirituality or whatever it is that you were saying, the woo-woo shit.
Well, I always think all about Friends and Monica and Chandler.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were friends for so long and they were like, they had sex. And then that was when they were like, oh my God, this is something more.
Yeah.
And they that was kind of weird at first, but they were like, wow, now we're like, the attraction is there.
Yeah.
So I think what we're hearing is that for some of you, it might be actually getting physical, whatever that looks like, to figure out if the attraction is there for you. But like we've been saying, there isn't just physical attraction. And this was something that Luca really wanted to get across to us.
I do believe that attraction can grow. And there's also different types of attraction. It can be emotional or sexual or physical. And I do distinguish between those two. It can also be spiritual or just vibing. I feel like if you vibe with someone and they tick all your boxes of the things that you're looking for, then I say definitely give it a chance.
I like the visualization of this because in my head I'm imagining like buckets and there's all these different buckets. They've got the spirituality one. There's the vibes one. There's
he missed
the
intelligence. Hello.
Did he not say intelligence?
No.
Oh.
For me, that's massive.
Well, yeah, intelligence. There could be the bucket of...
he said vibes.
Stability. Emotional, financial, whatever it is. There's so many things that like make up somebody's attractiveness. I like that he was sort of saying like if there's some of them that are filled and then the physical or the sexual one, which society puts a lot of pressure on for you to, you know, have that filled. If that's not there, then like people are going, nah, I'm not doing it.
Well, I think we need to unpack the values, right? Like right now we're in a time where looks are being placed as the most important value, I would say, because of dating apps. So dating apps have kind of created this culture now where that's like the first thing that you were judging someone off of when it comes to attraction.
Yep.
It's not like what Luca said. It's not emotional. It's not like...
It's not the vibes bucket.
It's not intelligence, if you're me, or spiritual. It is basically telling you that the most important thing that you should be judging someone off of is their looks. And this was something that Aiden sent us a voice memo about.
I'm very attracted to my partner. We met on the dance floor and hit it off instantly. But on paper, he isn't my type. He's older than I am. If I had seen him on an app, there is no way I would have been interested. Yet we have been in a great relationship for over 3 years.
Yeah, so many of you DM'd us and said, I'm really feeling limited by this. And I feel not only like frustrated at it, but you also feel kind of ashamed because you're like, I know I'm being kind of shallow and judging people very quickly on these things. But like, what am I to do? Like, this is how we do it. And we asked you on our Instagram, have dating apps ruined our ability to let attraction build slowly? Overwhelmingly, 86% of you said yes. So this is something like that you are struggling with, whether it's like a personal thing of like a moral and ethical thing, but also just like, you're like, what if I'm missing out on like my person?
Well, just like Aiden said, and I agree. I was kind of listening to him speak, thinking about my ex, and I was like, do you know what? I probably wouldn't have swiped on him. Like I genuinely wouldn't have because I just know that he's shit with phones and socials and he would have put up the most rogue photos.
It would have been fish photos, right?
No. It would have been like surfing.
You would
like,
love that. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, but like it just, they would have just been like really shit like photos and I would have been like, I don't know what this person is. So I do think that we are losing the ability, like the poll said, to let attraction build not only slowly but like judging people quickly.
Yeah. And I will say that person who I dated who people would ask for the photo for.
And you didn't want to show them?
I didn't want to show them. We didn't meet through an app. If I had seen them on the app, nah. And I agree with you. I would have been like, you don't know how to take a good photo. You're not really good at phones. You know what yeah. I mean? Like there's some people who just have got it and some people who just don't and they don't want to. He would have been, yeah, one of those people. All right. I'm going to talk about something that if we didn't address this in this podcast, I would have been like missed opportunity. But also I know that you listening and watching would go, I've heard of this before. That classic trope of it's like, why are beautiful women always seen dating really ugly men? And I was like, let's talk about it.
Yeah, let's unpack that.
Because I think there is a gendered potentially aspect to this. And we're going to get to some research in a sec. But let's just talk about it like ourselves. Like, you know what I'm sort of saying, right?
Yes, I do. I feel like it is a bit of a meme.
Yeah.
I think that there are certain couples that do get kind of trolled or made fun of because they're like either saying, bro, you're punching or whatever, or they're like, what are you doing? You can do better. Or they make jokes about him having lots of money. Like that's just such a stereotype. It's like, oh, he must be so rich for her to date him.
Yeah. Or it's like, he's so funny. Like he has funny, a massive dick. Yeah, or like there's all these other things that people go like, why is that happening? Oh, he's overcompensating. Oh, he's compensating, sorry, in another way, which is why. And then you sometimes look at those women and you go, oh my God, you must have been broken by so many terrible people before and you've decided to give the, this sounds horrible, but like give like the fugly guy a chance because he's going to treat you right. And in my head and like from watching a lot of like comedians, I feel like comedians have like a million bits on these, but it's like, I feel like the guys are either going to go down the path of like, I'm going to be so loyal to her because I'm punching so hard and I kiss the ground that she walks on. She's amazing and he's going to be the best boyfriend ever. Or it goes the other way where they start to feel really insecure and they're like, why is this beautiful woman dating me? Like I'm so unworthy. And then they sometimes act out really poorly and then they do things like cheating and manipulative like behaviors and stuff like that. I don't know. That's very obviously like polarizing two ways about it and it's very like blanket and it's much more nuanced than that. But
yes.
That's kind of how I see it a little bit.
Yeah, and I think it comes down to what we were saying about the values, right, and the way that people react to seeing couples like that because it just clearly shows that when you think of attractiveness and you think of what matters in relationships, people obviously place such a high value on physical attraction. But like you said, it's worth talking about it through the gendered lens because we have spoken about this before on episodes where, you know, we spoke with Ryder Jack and we spoke about that 80-20 rule. I can't remember the name of the episode. It was something about masculinity.
It was unpacking masculinity or unpacking adolescence.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And we spoke about the 80-20 rule, which is this kind of rule that's in incel spaces and, you know, the manosphere and that kind of thing around that like 80% of women only go for 20% of men. But we spoke about the fact that studies and research shows men actually are the ones who tend to prioritize physical attractiveness and, you know, health and indicators of fertility, while women actually value traits like intelligence and emotional stability and earning potential. Yeah, there is an interesting gendered lens in that sense, the fact that like when we look at couples who like one is, if we're looking at like an ugly guy and a really attractive woman, like if you think about that research, like it's because she's not valuing looks through the same lens as like some men.
Exactly.
Might.
Yeah. We can drop a couple of these studies as well in the show notes if you're more interested. But there was this one that keeps coming up from 2007. I know it's kind of old, but it's like really well known and it's massive data, like 120,000 men and about 99,000 women. They basically got them to choose like, what are the most attractive traits to you in a person? Tick box, like order them. And on average, men ranked good looks and facial attractiveness more important than women, whereas women ranked honesty, humor, kindness, and dependability more important than men. But that's not to say that women don't value attractiveness, right? Even all the people we heard at the very top, there were a lot of people who were just like, of course, like facial attractiveness and body and how they take care of themselves is something that's important to me and I need that immediate attraction. And if we go back to the research as well, we did a whole episode about height. And I'm actually insane. It's insane that I didn't quote this in the height thing, I don't think. But in 2012, they did this study in Norway where they found out that like majority of women want a guy who's like 21 centimeters taller than them. And like we discuss it at length in that episode about like you like what you like and you have this physical attractive trait that you like and you know. So it can really go either way, but I just think it was interesting to point out that research and be like, relate it back to what we see in these like kind of common tropes.
And as you know, we have, you know, spoken about this a lot on The Hookup. There is not much research out there, classic, when it comes to same-sex or queer relationships and sex and dating. But we have heard from you in the DMs because we wanted to know what your perspective was when it comes to attractiveness and how you kind of navigate that and what's important when it comes to physical attractiveness. And we got this DM from Tals.
I find that as a queer woman, I just don't find myself sexualizing other women all the time. So then it does impact attractiveness. Like I just don't really think about it as much as I guess men would. And especially when considering like the male gaze, it's not really a female gaze.
Yeah, we did actually hear from people in the DMs as well who kind of had that understanding physical and sexual attraction to the same sex was like very murky for them because like we've been grown up in this heteronormative world where you see your women as like your friends and your peers, and to then cross that bridge to be like, oh, there could be like a sexual relationship or a physical relationship here, because we're not taught to tap into those feelings. And it's a bit murkier to try and understand that. And so you have that feeling of like, are they my best friend or am I in love with them?
Yeah. And I've got friends that have told me that they started off dating the opposite sex because that's what they assumed that they should be doing. But there was no attraction there. Like I've had friends be like, you know, I was like hooking up with them and there was nothing, but they were kind of, you know, dealing with their own feelings of discovering their sexuality. Mm. And that can be so hard for so many people to do when you've kind of been, like you said, told us to experience attraction a certain way and then try and navigate like new attraction to people and being like, wait, am I? What am I feeling?
Yeah. Or having that initial attraction and then just pushing it down and really trying to snuff it out because you're scared or you're just like confused by it. So you're just like, fuck, no, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So we've heard so many people say so far, like, you know, don't judge a book by its cover and you should sort of give people a chance. We've heard stories of people who've like gone from 0 to 100 and now they're in a 10-year relationship and they've never been happier. But what we wanted to understand from you, we were like, how do you draw that line? How do you know when to give people a chance? If you're the kind of person that's like, no, I need the immediate attraction.
And yeah, it's like if you have no immediate attraction, but you want to kind of get to know someone and see if it can grow, how long do you wait for the attraction to grow?
Well, we had so many thoughts and hot takes on this. And there were actually a lot of people who said, you shouldn't do that. Like you shouldn't even try because you're maybe stringing somebody along. And this is what Beck had to say.
So I went on a first date with a guy. It was a blind date and he ticked so many boxes for me. But I am a tall girly. I'm like 5'8" and I'm not like super skinny either. I'm on the thicker side. And when I rocked up to the date, he was really short and really skinny and the attraction just wasn't there. And despite him being so lovely and so kind, afterwards I had to call it off because I just knew that I wasn't attracted to him. And I just think there's no issue with like knowing that at the beginning. If you're sure about the attraction, then I think it's better to cut it off and not string people along.
What do you think of that?
I think people like what they like, but I do think, like I said before, I don't know. I think that it's worth challenging that. I really believe that in height, especially with tall men. Like I think if you are someone who's like, I'm just really attracted to tall men and that's that. It's like, I really, really believe that you are missing out on a lot of really great guys. But at the same time, like, who are we to judge what people, I don't know, you know?
It's really, really tough.
But I do think it's worth unpacking.
And you could tell that Beck, you could almost hear the pain in her voice.
It's like, sorry.
She was like, I feel so bad because he was ticking every other box and I just feel bad and I can't get past this like physical attraction thing for me. And this is kind of similar to what Asha sent to us as well. She told us she wasn't initially attracted to her ex. They were like a situationship at the start, but then he was really into her and she was like, he is really great in all these other ways, so let's give it a go, I guess. And she really tried, and this is how she felt.
I ended up feeling really, really guilty and down on myself. It really played on my self-worth because I really loved this person I adored so many qualities, and that he just deserved to feel absolutely adored. But because I wasn't attracted to him, I wasn't able to love him fully. And that made me feel like I was a bad person and like there was something wrong with me, but there wasn't. It also played on his sense of self-worth as well. So things ended, and it definitely made me learn that I think attraction is really important in a relationship, particularly for defining and distinguishing that is a relationship for you rather than like a really, really close friendship.
I do really like what she's saying around like, are you holding someone back from having a partner who really is so fucking obsessed and attracted to them?
Yeah. We had so many DMs of people saying that, like they were like, you deserve more. And it sounds like such a lame thing to say, because I feel like we hear it in songs all the time. And it's always like dudes crooning into a mic being like, you deserve better than me, blah, blah, blah. But like in some scenarios, like, yeah, like maybe you do, like someone who's going to love you completely and wholly. And she was like, you know, we're so much better, like separated. We're in such better places. It was bad for me. It was bad for him. And I think that's why so many people said to us, they're like, you really do need to be careful about whether or not you are leading somebody down a path that they shouldn't go down.
Yeah. And I wonder if this is almost like a whole episode in itself of like not being attracted to your partner. Because I do think that when you love someone, like not being attracted to your partner, does this mean you don't love them? Because I do think that when you love someone, you are attracted to them. Like that you might not have been attracted to them, but when you love someone, you are so attracted to even small things, like a tooth that's a bit crooked, like the way that they're like, they laugh, or like the way that their hair sits, or like, it doesn't need to be someone that you straight away saw and said, oh my God, they're so physically attractive, or I'm so attracted to them. It can be something that I think grows with love. And so I think it's worth, if you don't feel that after years, especially, maybe you aren't in love with them.
And maybe the best way to love them is to let them go. Shout out to my boss who said that to me when she fired me in Bondi Junction in a cafe. She said, if you love something, sometimes you have to let it go. And I was literally fucking...
That is not what I was expecting.
I was like 22, like fucking sobbing, being like, how am I going to pay my rent? And she says, when you love something, sometimes you just have to let it go.
That is absolutely on a poster.
It's crazy. And then after that... I got a job at Triple J, and after that I went into Kids TV. I flew without you.
Do you know what?
But she loved me, but so she let me thrive. That's the thing.
Babe, she wasn't wrong.
So it's like, yeah, exactly. So it's like, if you really love somebody, then maybe you would let them be
Wait, no. No, but if you love someone, you would be attracted to them, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you don't love them if you're not attracted to them. I think that you are attracted to people you're in love with.
Yeah, because you wouldn't even matter. It wouldn't even matter.
That's what being in love with someone is, isn't it?
You'd still want to have sex with them.
Now I'm really confused.
I'm so fucking confused. And you know what? Actually, this DM from Claudine actually really fucked me up as well. So she said, at the start of dating my current partner, she made negative comments about my looks and her attraction to me. We continued dating. On many levels, it is the healthiest relationship I've ever had. Good communication, we laugh a lot, shared interests, etc. But 4 years on, those comments still make me doubt her attraction to me. And at times I wonder if it would have been better for my mental health to end it early and find someone who found me physically attractive rather than always having that doubt there. You see what I mean? It's complicated.
That's really hard.
And it's like, how long do you go on for before you go like, no, I'm not getting fully satisfied, or someone's not receiving me fully, you know, if you're on the other side of it too. It's really hard to hear it from that side too.
Can we also not make negative comments about someone's looks? Like, I think...
Oh, yeah.
Let's normalize.
It's a bad move.
Even if you aren't... Let's get this straight. Even if you aren't attracted to your partner or the person you're on a date with or you're seeing, maybe don't tell them that. let's get that clear.
Can I also say we should do an episode, it's actually too hard to do, but what? Like the kind of episode of like when people are like, oh, like they look different to when I first started dating them.
How do I deal? We should do an episode on
we
that.
We should, because I think people don't know how to deal with that and to, like, they struggle with that.
Yeah.
Which I understand. I'm like, God, yeah, like that's hard.
And I would like to give Claudine's partner the benefit of the doubt right now and say that 4 years on, I'm assuming they're attracted to them.
She probably doesn't even think about it, whereas Claudine is in her head going,
well, you originally said you
were. You said this and now it's like, I can't let it go.
I just think that, man, that's okay, tough. I also just think that, like, if you're looking for a long-term relationship, this comes back to the values thing. I know I keep harping on about it, but eventually looks fade. Like, you want to be attracted to so many other qualities in a person, I think.
I agree.
You still want to be attracted to them.
I always say that. I'm always like, looks fade. Like, you can try and you, like, keep take care of yourself and do whatever you want to do to make yourself feel good. But, like, at the end of the day, like, we're all going to be saggy sats of shit. At just one
floating
point.
Floating on the earth. Honestly. We did get a bit of a spanner in the works from this DM from Kaylin, though.
Oh, no, not ready.
Just to add to the mess.
I think there's a really big difference between finding someone interesting and thinking about someone in a romantic way. And I think with that, you need attraction. Don't judge a book by its cover and all that. But without knowing anything about it, if the book cover looks like shit, you're not going to read it. To say you fell in love with someone without being attracted to them at first, I think it's just absolute cope. Emphasis on the word love there. Yeah, maybe you started dating someone who was a different type, but you got to know them, you learned more. But when you fell in love with them, you were obviously attracted to them. This isn't the 1700s with arranged marriages to gain some land. You found them attractive. Overall, you may think you weren't attracted to them, but realistically, you were, because that's why you're here.
Kaylin is making me question every relationship.
No, but also I think we need to call out how ableist a lot of this conversation has been in the fact that we are not even considering the fact that some people have vision impairment and their love isn't based, or their attraction to someone isn't based off of looks or physical attraction.
Yeah.
So I think that, like, it's kind of a moot point because I'm like, that's not fair to say that someone's love or someone's relationship isn't, like, valid.
Well, he's saying if you thought that they weren't your type and you definitely weren't attracted to them and you fell in love.
So he's saying for people who...
He's like, you're actually lying to yourself. That's what he's saying.
He's saying that you would have found something attractive from the beginning. Right.
Yeah. Kind of like how I said, oh, I have dated people where I thought there was nothing there, but then it grew and I was like, I'm in the attraction can grow camp. He's like, no, you're not. There was something deep down, maybe subconsciously.
You didn't realize.
You didn't realize, and there was something that you kind of did feel physically attracted, but yeah, that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
It is making me question everything. And you know what? I will say this person, Dom, also is making me question everything as well.
Stop that, Dom.
Where are you, Dom? Here.
Whenever I'm in a position where attraction builds, it's usually like a coworker, and it's essentially just like exposure therapy because you're with them every day and you're like, oh, this person is actually so attractive, but then you leave the company and you're like, what was I thinking?
And you know who that person was for me? You've done that. My person, housemate. I lived with them. I literally lived with them. So I was like, did I just fall in love with somebody because they were the thing that I got used to and, like, the best I had at that point? Like, I don't know.
But also, who cares?
I know, because she ended up going, what was I thinking? I'm like, no, I never look back at that and go, what was I thinking? I was like, no, that was a great relationship. Like, we loved each other and I still have so much respect for that person.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm like, not time wasted, things learnt, good times. Like, I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I just think, like, if you fell in love and you found this person attractive, even though circumstantially you might not have if they hadn't been your housemate. I don't know. I just think that that's life.
Yeah.
That's life.
I love this who cares moot point D at the very end.
It's very un...
it's kind of not
on
like
brand
you.
For me, yeah.
Like, it's really weird.
I don't know. I'm just having a moment of being like, even though this whole episode and everything we ever do is like, it is deep and we should unpack everything. Sometimes I do think with, like, attraction, maybe this is some weird hill I'm dying on when it comes to attraction, but I'm like, there's some things you cannot explain.
Even like the mythical idea of meeting someone off a dating app, like Aiden, who was on the dance floor, boogied with a guy, and then now we're in a 3-year, like, loving, happy relationship. Like, there's something mythical and magical about that love. So I think we're concluding on fuck dating apps.
I'm so sorry. I feel so confused.
I feel kind of really confused right now. I feel really, really confused. Because what I thought I knew, and now I'm going back on it, but I'm flip-flopping around.
Well, I like this DM. There's a few more DMs that we can read that kind of might make us feel better. So Ruby said, okay, you shouldn't prioritize physical attraction, but you also can't force yourself to be attracted to someone.
Yeah.
It's a balance of having what's more important over looks, but also exception that you either are attracted to someone or you're not immediately or not.
Oh. Well, I definitely like the first phrase. You shouldn't prioritize physical attraction, but you also can't force yourself to be attracted.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of a fair point for the all the people who were like, don't string someone along, like don't give them too much of a chance because it's not good for you or for them. It's kind of unfair. But it's like, as long as you find that point where you're like, I can't force this.
Yes.
Then know it and be the right, do the right thing. Oh my gosh.
I hope that was helpful.
Okay, look, this has been genuinely like actually a really fun episode. I've had such a great time.
Yeah, sorry for the chaos.
It was a bit chaotic, but it's also, that's what we love. And we love your thoughts and we love your voice memos. So please.
Yeah, please. If you have an actual conclusion, can you DM us? Because yes. I'm just going to be overthinking this now all day.
Yeah. At Triple J, the hookup.
Yeah.
Please do. And we'll see you in the DMs.
Okay, bye.
Bye.